Voices of God that are restricted. Restricted to a mere fraction of this earth. This earth in which we all have evolved. This earth where all those people are downtrodden. Downtrodden by those who's prospered from exploitation. Downtrodden by those who slightly fish your weak minds. Your weak minds!
The goal of society, we are told by modern thinkers, is to ensure the pleasurability of each member's experience of life, and foster their right to determine their own lifestyle. It has no organic grounding, nor is it born out of anything but economic necessity and an accidental association of peoples by geographic locality. Hence, can be applied to anywhere and with any people, regardless of background or differences. As we march toward a more enlightened future, society will, through the advancement of technology, cease to know geographic boundaries and devolve its functions to a globally realized individualism. It is interesting to note how moderns speak of money and economy as being more absolute than inherent biological certainties like ethnicity and intelligence. It's quite telling also of the general mentality underlying the modern worldview. It perceives all things only in terms of the utility that it may offer man and the enjoyment he may derive from it. There being no certainty we will all derive the same enjoyment out of the same things, our enlightened society reduces the whole world to monetary figures. Money substitutes the need of the individual to exercise any ability, either innate or acquired, to obtain the material world. The assumption being that this will grant everyone an unlimited and equal access to a happy existence. Where this worldview fails, however, is its inability to account for the intangible things, that fundamentally and before anything materially acquired, determine the happiness of the individual. This view is known as materialism. It views the symbols of the world, that which we perceive, as the essence of the world itself. Its tenets misguidedly proclaim themselves the highest of philosophers. But like Oedipus, they may have decoded the mysteries of the world, but in the process have forsaken the natural order and unlocked a profound, insatiable misery.
Fire! dream to dream you have always been, like in other thoughts too.
Nationalism stands in contrast to the worldview held by materialists. It perceives the processes that underpin the natural world before the desires of humankind, and so understands the tendencies of nations to form organically within populations where there exists a bond of heritage and of culture. Seeing no inherent distinctions between people other than their exploitability for profit, materialism, when fostered within a society, undermines the organic spiritual unity of the nation and the ethnic and cultural components that its existence is based upon. To paraphrase James Connolly, nationalism is therefore inconsistent with the selfish desire for worldly wealth and exists for the welfare of each.
Namaste, Alvrija, Faye, Sir, Walla War, Agus Harlin, Neetim, Atok, Magriti, Morvi, Shiki, Wella, Helenio. She go kincha havari menchen agus lian vianoni les me agus te mochristi na vila pisi maruem kachinu lana parala Alin tontas, ahuaia kontat, arutere jnallam estort pok. Stamiu mo vecher, eleke verike lop, nar hamlam sa. Star. A vila creta carellum, cordon reorta ioima pues, egis niale marci, amius negarilci, Cool fawn agus mishigol. Is fadyn lepere o hog magredyd. Is me mo fweshtio fo gog an hyd. Sgor y lats y hiwl ynsio Cregis glantan, sgobal yn champol dam yw siarol. Anis o temys a cwr a credu, sgorleg yma partwyr dymorwn legu. Paris, o gendu faras, englan tanyelnye nanatiu.
Thank you.
search for meaning is the search for something one can hold to that amounts to more than the mundane preferences the individual makes in their daily life. As humans, we naturally seek to perceive our actions within the context of a grand scheme in order to create a sense of purpose to our lives. Unfortunately, nowadays, the closest we ever get to doing this is through impotent, unrealistic religions whose beliefs fail to shift man's focus outside of the humanistic and the petty. The despondency and hopelessness that characterizes most people's lives in the modern age is rooted almost entirely within the materialistic worldview that is foisted upon them and elevates the petty things man inherently wishes to exceed to the highest ideal. Having laid waste to the one thing that might provide a context for a meaningful existence, i.e. culture, materialism locks people into an environment of functionally grey surroundings, pointlessly tedious jobs, and a futile search for meaning within empty lifestyle products. Just as culture has been undermined by materialism, so too can we reverse the effects of materialism and bring back meaning to our lives by turning once again to cultures as a source of transcendent certainty. Damaged though they may be by our recent ignorance, they are in most cases not beyond repair. To quote James Connolly once again, "The rich man loves his country because he conceives it owes him a duty, whereas the poor man loves his country as he believes he owes it a duty." The recognition of the duty we owe our country is the real mainspring of patriotic action. And our country, properly understood, means not merely the particular spot on the earth's surface from which we derive our parentage, but also comprises all the men, women, and children of our race, whose collective life constitutes our country's political existence. Difficult though the task ahead may be, the restoration of our nation's cultures to their former splendor is ours to undertake as our duty. In searching for meaning, there can be no more appropriate and realistic a place to seek it than within the organic systems we form a component of.